Congratulations, you've killed the term anti-Semitism. You've just killed it. You destroyed what's left of it. You took this very special and very critical term, and you have, for all practical purposes, just destroyed it. For reasons I will never understand, why you didn't see this coming, I have no idea. This is the victim of metal fatigue. It's been used, and it has been provided. It has been utilized to an extent, to such an extent, that it is devoid right now of any meaning whatsoever. And anti-Semitism has gone the way of racism. You know, I am a fan of psychological concepts, and it's funny how I think sometimes if you learn a lot of them, especially when it comes to perception and awareness, and use them in your own political analyses, it benefits you tremendously. And one of them is habituation, and also there's this interesting aspect from my college days, my major of psychology, and using terms at the time, autism and spectrum disorders were pretty much, I mean, not understood like they are now. But they would use words like dementia precox or precox, meaning from the word precocious, pre-cooked, you know, that sort of thing, like an early form of it. And they would also look at some of the behaviors of kids with, as it would say then, autism, perseveration and habituation sometimes, and also the notion of perception and awareness, and also, when I mentioned habituation, when you become used to something, when you put on a new piece of jewelry or a watch or something at first, the stimulus is novel, and you keep thinking, wow, this is clunky. But when stimuli lose their novelty, it has been proved that it's a good idea for organisms to attend elsewhere, to pay attention, to attend to other novel stimuli, like the squeal of tires or brakes as a car careens out of control directed towards you. It's a good idea for you to be able to pay attention to that versus to keep talking about and perseverating over this notion of, boy, this watch is clunky. It's nice and very important for a mother to be able to hear a baby crying. That's her own baby, but she wouldn't be able to attend to novel stimuli if she were forced to keep paying attention to this. So it's always important to change the delivery system of the stimuli. Chefs, cooks will tell you that it's important to layer foods. It's important sometimes in complex foods to have aftertaste and mouthfeel and back palate and all of these ways of describing kind of a layering, the way you are able as a sensate human being to take information. When you say anti-Semitism, and when you live in a 140 or so character world, you tend to overdo it. Look what we did to the word racism. Racism doesn't mean anything anymore. It means nothing. It means nothing. It means you're right. And what you did was you took, and this was the important thing, and to show you how, as you might say, conspiratorial I am, I always think this was done deliberately in order to destroy the false notions of what anti-Semitism really is and is not. That it was done deliberately, that nobody could be this stupid as to keep saying this, where you force somebody like Bibi Netanyahu, who is a very smart person, to be able to say that being critical of American expenditures, funding a foreign country, in this particular case, Israel, that our objection to it, as we object to other forms of foreign aid, whether it's NATO, whether it's Ukraine or Russia, for you to be able to point to basically the same operational reality that we are seeing and feeling regarding just obvious objections. And to make a difference, yes, you can object to other countries, but whenever you meld whenever you suggest that the nation of Israel, the nation state of Israel, the state of Israel, is synonymous with the religion of Judaism, because for you to be called anti-Semitic by virtue of all things, not necessarily condoning or condigning or agreeing to some particular program as to Israel, that is tantamount to you besmirching and blaspheming Judaism? Now, luckily for us, there is another term that you will never hear anybody ever discuss on any platform, on any cable, heritage, statist type of information system, and that's the term Zionism. Americans miss that one completely. And yet, when you go and you listen to foreign, Middle Eastern, additional, other countries, and or listen to this new, I don't want to say new crop because they're not new, but this wonderful level of folks who are speaking to this, you will hear the word Zionism. And you will hear that in conjunction with genocide. And you will hear a system of terms that beg one to become operationally efficient with what these terms mean and that sort of thing. But you do not hear that. You do not hear that or this on regular TV worlds. You know, CBS, ABC, CNN, Fox News, Newsmax, very apodictic, very Manichaean, left and right, black and white, right or wrong. You don't see that. It might behoove the Netanyahu clique or regime or faction to perhaps maybe introduce something new to get away from this mothballed, now concretized in osios and ossified term, anti-Semitism, which you've just driven into the ground. It means nothing. It means nothing. You've killed it. You've killed it. And the House thought, hey, this is a great idea. Let's basically pass a law that, or attempt to pass a law that nobody really understands, to cause people to come out of the woodwork to exclaim and declaim and to protest against, because it's the most supercilious, insane waste of time ever. You've killed the notion of anti-Semitism. So if there is, God forbid, another Kristallnacht, a real pogrom, if there is something, you know, remember that Achtung Juden and these terrible SS soldiers or stormtroopers with the paint and whatever, were it ever to, this is almost like the cry wolf syndrome, but if ever this were really, and it exists, and do not believe for a moment, dear friend, that anti-Semitism and racism and hatred do not exist virulently and exponentially. Absolutely. But the thing is that when you say, hey, guess what? I mean it this time. Nobody's going to be talking to you. Nobody's going to be listening to you, because you've completely destroyed any importance and any criticality and any legitimacy of the term. You destroyed it. Comment as you see fit.